When the energy crisis first came in 1973 to 1974, I was living with my family in a cabin on the edge of an area where deer spend the winter in northern Minnesota. Observing the deer as their behavior changed from more activity in summer and fall to less as winter progressed, followed by an increase again in the spring as the snow melted. It was interesting and rather amusing to listen to the advice given on the radio. Drive only when necessary, we were told. Put on more clothes to stay warm, and turn the thermostat on your furnace down. Meanwhile, we watched the deer reduce their activity, grow a winter coat of hair, and reduce their metabolism, as they have for thousands of years. It is biologically reasonable for deer to reduce their cost of living to increase their chances of surviving in winter. Not every winter is critical for deer, of course. If the winter has light snow, survival and productivity next spring will be high. But if deep snows come, and the weather remains cold for several weeks, then the deer must spend more energy to move about, food will be harder to find, and they must then depend more on their fat reserves to pull them through. If such conditions go on for too long, some will die, and only the largest and strongest are likely to survive. That is a fundamental rule of life for wild, free, wandering animals such as deer. Yes, life, and death too, is a cycle that goes round and round, and when animals die, their bodies become food for other life forms to use by converting them into energy. And the cycle continues.